Test.
Okay. Need to maybe turn him up some.
Test, 1, 2.
There
test.
It's better.
All right.
Do you need more monitor?
Maybe just a little bit more monitor.
Okay.
Worthy, oh worthy are you, Lord.
Worthy,
oh worthy are you, Lord.
Worthy are you, Lord.
Our voices fill with praise, and our hands to you we raise. Worthy, oh worthy are you, Lord. Holy, oh holy are you, Lord.
Holy,
oh holy are you, Lord. Our voices fill with praise, and our hands to you we raise. Holy, oh holy are you, Lord. Jesus, you're my Lord.
Jesus,
oh Jesus, you're my Lord. Our voices fill with praise, and our hands to you we raise. Jesus, oh Jesus, you're my Lord. Our voices fill with praise, and our hands to you we raise. Worthy, oh worthy are you, holy, oh holy are you, Jesus, oh Jesus, you're my Lord.
To each and every one of you today, as we are standing and calling the church to worship, we'll open with prayer, and we will ask you to remain standing because I think the very next song we're going to be singing is one that says Stand Up for Jesus, and that's a good thing to stand up for. I'm reminded you don't want to be standing at the wrong time. There was a pastor one time who had a gentleman who went to sleep every Sunday in church. Every Sunday, sound asleep. He finally tired of that, and so in a voice really, really soft, he said, "Everybody who wants to go to heaven, please stand up." And everybody stood up except this one old man. So then in a voice boisterous, he said, "Everybody who wants to go to hell, stand up." He woke, he jumped up, he looked around. And the pastor said, "Brother, do you know what you're standing up for?" "Well, no, preacher, but it looks like me and you are the only two for it. So anyway, be careful what you stand up for." Let's stand up for Jesus, all right?
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead. Till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey. For to the mighty conflict in this his glorious day. Ye better men now serve him against unnumbered foes. Let courage rise with danger and strength to strength oppose. Stand up for Jesus, stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you, ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor, each piece put on with prayer. Where to be cause or danger, be never wanting there. Stand up for Jesus, the strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. to him that overcometh, a crown of life shall be. He with the King of glory shall reign eternally. To him that overcometh, a crown of life shall be. He with the King of glory shall reign eternally. Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God my Savior, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God my Savior, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to him eternally by love's strong cord, overcoming daily by the Spirit's sword. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God my Savior, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises I cannot fall, listening every moment to the Spirit's call, resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God my Savior, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God.
Ready to fly?
Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, your glory. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. When the shadows of this life have grown, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars have flown, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I spy my Jesus in the sky, I'll fly away.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Well, I think that most of you may have gotten the email that due to several factors, extreme wet ground and mosquitoes, the fellowship at the Moors tonight has been canceled. It just, these don't need a lot of explanation. These, soaking rains have made everything pretty much bottomless as far as soil is concerned. So we do have to cancel that. But I would remind you that in a couple of weeks, 2 weeks from today, in fact, is our outing on the Dixie Belle there on the Kentucky River. That is at 5:30. We ask you to gather at least by 5:30. The boat will depart for a twilight cruise there at 6 o'clock. So all the paperwork's been taken care of. We're set for that. And just keep reminding you what a wonderful time. Hopefully we'll have a beautiful day like today for that cruise. So you are invited for that 2 weeks from today. Our Bible study in Revelation this Wednesday night at 7 o'clock here in the auditorium for our third week in that series. And then next Sunday through Wednesday, I'll be speaking out at the Bohan Church of Christ at 7 p.m. each evening. Next Sunday morning, Brother Rod Buxton has graciously agreed to bring the morning message. Please don't forget, in a couple of weeks also, our annual staff meeting. That will be at the 19th Hole Restaurant from 8:30 till noon. All elders, deacons, paid staff, volunteer staff. I think all of you know who you are. You're invited to that. It's a great breakfast, great time of fellowship and planning for the coming year. And so then on into the 21st of October was our Communion Sunday and then our ministry out at the Willows. We continue to make you aware of the need for some volunteers and work with our puppet ministry. They're planning a Christmas program for December the 16th. And it's not too early on their part to be working hard, so they are encouraging you, if you have not volunteered yet, that there's still room. Mona practiced today at what time? 1:30 over in the great room. So if anyone is inclined to find out more, you can talk to Mona about that. I think I'm caught up on things that are happening. I mean, here we are. Tomorrow's the first day of October, and we're into that new month. So please, please give attention to all those events that are coming up. Also, on the 14th, and we'll put more in the bulletin next Sunday about that, all those who are planning to go on the mission trip to Mexico in the spring of 2019, we will have a brief meeting with Gail and George Smith after church on the 14th, so you might make your plans accordingly to stay, and we'll be updated and plan some ongoing meetings to prepare and pray for that trip next spring. Also, a little addition to the bulletin this morning, because today's message brings us face to face with that most unique character, one of the more unique characters in all the pages of Scripture, Judas Iscariot. I don't want to spend all my time talking about him, but for your own study, there are some things on the very back page, some thoughts for your consideration and for your study during the coming week. I will allude to those in this morning's message, by the way. So, are there any other announcements that I have forgotten? Do we have a microphone? Lewis? Yes, thank you. Okay. That's right. There will. Thank you. Yes. And I think we may have noted that on the calendar. By the way, get your October calendar. I think that would be noted on the calendar. If not, but the answer is no. We will not be meeting on the 10th. Anything else? All right. Well, birthdays and anniversaries. George Smith, and I think he and Debbie are taking vacation and may already be in Florida. They were going down for a week, so happy birthday, George, in your absence, and then happy anniversary. Okay, Well, if you look in your bulletin then, coming up Wednesday, October 3rd, Stan and Nona Johnson are celebrating their anniversary. And I might add on that note, please, if you would, continue to pray for Nona. She's really having an ongoing health battle. And so her health is something from that cyst and the incision and the healing. That's a slow process, and it's really cramped her ability to be out and about and do a lot of the things. So she is in need of your continued prayers, and she is there on our list.
Terry, Nona called the other day, and she said the scan she had, everything was looking really good. And she said, thank everyone for their prayers. She still has an infection, maybe that she's dealing with, but everything else was looking good and healed. So she's very, very thankful.
All right, well, that's good news.
Thank everybody for their prayers.
All right, thanks for that update, Colleen. Anything else? All right. Well, let's go before the Lord in prayer. There are certainly lots of things to be thankful for and things that continue to need the healing, the direction, and the intervention of the Lord in people's lives for good. And so let's bow together. And I would open this time, if there's a prayer on any of your hearts, to lift those up before the Lord, and then I will close with prayer. Father, many times I realize that we need to listen in times of prayer, maybe even more so than talking. Tune us to hear your voice as you kind of speak to our hearts and minds. When we tend to get in a hurry, Father, help us to slow down and listen. If you haven't spoken to us, help us not to make decisions hastily or in reactionary ways or even in anger or frustration. Help us, Father, to trust you one day at a time, knowing that you give us our daily bread. We know that's more than just the physical food. You give us the bread of your word, your direction, your spirit, one day at a time. So we thank you for all those things, and we thank you for good reports of people who have been suffering and are being healed and are walking in that blessing. We thank you, Father, for your ever-present spirit with us, if we will but look and listen. We ask you to give us what we need this day as we've gathered for each and every person who has put it on his or her agenda, so to speak, to make this place at this hour the place that they've chosen to be. Father, would you meet the needs and keep us open to you, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I probably should at least make a brief comment about where we stand on our building project. Obviously, weather has been the main culprit. I met Friday, I guess, with Tim Darland, who has met with the gas company. They've marked exactly where the current line is. They've marked exactly where the new line will go. As soon as Tim gets some dry weather, he will finish what excavating needs to be done out here to finish out that wall and turn it up the hill just a little bit to insert a big drain to drain the water away from the building toward the ditch down there. And then when he has done that, the gas company will come and move that line to its permanent new location. And then once that is done, Tim will be able to dig the footer for the foundation of the addition. So that's step by step. But as you can see, because of the necessity of the steps, until the weather allows him to be able to actually bring heavy equipment and do that moving. And hopefully, so in your prayers, you might pray for a few days of dry weather so that we could move forward. I want to bring you up to date. That's where we stand. Also, there were some financial reports on the back table. I can tell you that at the present time, within just a few dollars, the fund for the project stands at right at $40,000. And I'm getting at from our committee, we will get a a list of materials and labor costs to put the addition under roof, to bring it to that point so that it's completely under roof. And I'll be getting that in just a few days from Tommy and Ricky. So that's the update. Things have been happening. It's just that the weather hasn't let us do the things that we're planning and have actually put in place. So with that said, ask the worship team if they would come at this time.
You want to start this one?
Sure. You in D?
Up C.
C. Mm-hmm.
Perfect in power, in love and purity.
God Almighty, all thy works shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Praise, 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 praise to the one who sent us his Son. Praise, 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 in one accord we praise you, our Lord. There is no other name above you. Blessed be your name, God of Jacob, Shepherd of Israel, holy unto your name, holy unto your name. Praise, 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 praise to the one who sent us his Son. Praise, 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 in one accord we praise you, our Lord. Glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. God of Abraham, faithful and true, holy, holy are you. Holy are you. You're the Son of righteousness and the Lamb who was slain. You're the Lily of the Valley. You're the bright and morning star, the beginning and the end. You're the everlasting Father. You're the God, the God of all glory, my healer and the King of kings, my deliverer and my friend. You're the sweet rose of Sharon. You're all love, you're all power. You're merciful and you're mighty, the Redeemer of all mankind. You're the Lion of Judah. You're the ruler of this whole universe. You're the Most High Messiah, my soon coming King. Holy, holy is your name. Holy, holy is your name. Praise, 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 praise to the one who sent Jesus, his Son. Praise, 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 in one accord we praise you,
our Lord.
Jesus.
Holy, holy is your name. Holy, holy is your name.
Glorify you.
Holy, holy is your name. Holy, holy is your name. Holy, holy is your name.
Father, thank you that you're our compass. You're the anchor. Lord, when everything around us goes crazy, we know that there's one constant to you. Thank you, Lord, so much.